Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Luke chapter 1, verses 51 to 53. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. As Mary praises God that she's going to give birth to his son, she takes us right to the heart of Jesus' ministry. Jesus didn't come merely to rearrange things. He came to turn the world upside down. If we're to take Jesus seriously, we have to look at our society with new eyes, because God is not merely disappointed with arrogance, abuse of power and injustice. God wants them to be toppled. Sadly, it's all too easy for us to fit in with our society and in the interests of a quiet life not to challenge injustice. The story of the church in Germany in the 1930s is a terrifying illustration of this. Hitler sought to bring the church under his exclusive control, and the overwhelming majority accepted this. They were understandably fearful of resisting him, and so allowed themselves to be pressed into the Nazi mould. Only the confessing church, led by people like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, were brave enough to stand up and be counted. But for many of them, like Bonhoeffer, it was at the cost of their lives. This is certainly a dramatic example, but the reality is that much of what happens in our society is contrary to God's will. Our world is shaped by money, sex, and power, and very often the cries of the poor, elderly, and weak are overlooked. If we are to sing Mary's song, then we need to use it as the lens through which we examine the daily life of our society. I'd encourage you to grab a copy of one of today's newspapers and imagine how different our society might be if we turned Mary's song into practice. Let's pray together. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise you that you love us so much that you want to turn our world upside down. Pour out your Spirit upon us so that we will be able to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.